brother
刘润环,
a pattern following the ministry. Brother Liu, in his early years, had personally met Brother Watchman Nie and Chongqing, and received his leading and perfecting in spiritual matters. Later, Brother Liu came to Taiwan. In the initial building up of church in Taipei, he served in coordination with Brother Witness Li. At that time, tape recorders were not available yet. However, Brother Liu had learned to record in shorthand. As a result, in the early days, all the messages that Brother Li released in the church were recorded in shorthand by Brother Liu and then were translated. Therefore, today as we enjoy the ministry of the word that Brother Li released in the early days, we should also remember the portion that Brother Liu had ever labored in such kind of serving. Brother Liu ever said, "The Lord's recovery is not an organization, neither does it consist in practices. Instead, the Lord's recovery consists in the Lord Himself. The Lord has shown us specifically that He raised up the ministry of the word for His specific commission, and also raised up the prophets to present the Lord's word to us. Hence, we must know the ministry of the New Testament, that we can be always kept in the central lane of the Lord's recovery. Thank the Lord, we have the two brothers before us. Although they had passed away, the inheritance that they had left was rich and sufficient." What Brother Liu touched us most deeply was that both his fellowship and his humanity were exceedingly sweet, fine and even. One of his favorite Bible verses is what Paul said, "Be imitators of me, as I also am of Christ." Brother Liu was just like the Apostle Paul. This was the wonderful, excellent, and mysterious God-man who lived in the Gospels, continuing to live through one of his many members. A hymn, "Let me love and not be requited. Let me serve and not be rewarded. With my blood and tears pay the price to gain the crown. Suffer loss that I my pilgrim's life live out." Composed by Brother Nie, had been hung on the wall in Brother Liu's home. This is what in his life he had committed to. Not merely his dealing with the saints, even his dealing with his own immediate family members made them feel sweet, refreshing, and forbearing. Although he was from a humble origin, and did not have any outward enjoyment and splendor in his life, he lived a noble and glorious life, flowing out the Lord's excellent life.